This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our gospel reading today features a very well-known parable that Jesus told, that of the sower and the seed. Here it is, first of all, set to music from my album Pearls of Great Price, a collection which features almost all of the parables that Jesus told.
A sower went out to sow his seed, some fell upon the ground. The birds swooped down and ate their fill as he tossed it all around. Fiddle-dee-doo, fiddle-dee-day, to fol-de-ray. A sower went out to sow his seed, some fell on rocky clay. The seed grew fast and the sun came up, so it withered clean away. Fiddle-dee-doo, fiddle-dee-day, to fol-de-ray. A sower went out to sow some seeds, some landed in a clump of tangled weeds and cruel thorns, which choked the seedlings up. Fiddle-dee-doo, fiddle-dee-day, to fol-de-ray. But some seed fell on fertile soil, the grain was firm and strong. If you think it produced a hundredfold, you wouldn't be far wrong. Fiddle-dee-doo, fiddle-dee-day, to fol-de-ray.
The gospel reading for today is Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Now Jesus went on to explain the meaning of that parable to his disciples. I'm reading from verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30. We'll follow that reading with a beautiful hymn by Graeme Kendrick, sung by Divine Hymns, and it's called One Shall Tell Another.
One shall tell another, and he shall tell his friend. Husbands, wives, and children shall come following on. From house to house in families shall more be gathered in, and lights will shine in every street so warm and welcoming.
Taste the new wine of the kingdom
of God. Here is he vision of the Father is ready now to flow. Through acts of love and mercy we must let it show. He turns now from his anger to show a smiling face, and longs that all should stand beneath the fountain of his grace.
Taste the new wine,
the wine of the kingdom of God. Here is healing and forgiveness, the wine of the kingdom, the wine of the kingdom of God.
Hello there, good morning. I trust I've now got through to the right department to make my complaint about a product of yours which I bought some 20 years ago. I have it right here in front of me. Mr. Fothergill's Flowers for Birds, Giving Nature a Home, RSPB. To put it quite simply, when I bought this product, your product, I expected results, but I've not had one flower, not one. Mr. Fothergill and the RSPB should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves for flouting the Trades Descriptions Act. Listen to this. It says here on the side of the packet, quality seed, beautiful flowers, easy to grow. Not so, obviously. It goes on to say, think of your garden as a nature reserve. Ha! Now, I love wildflowers. I much prefer them to hothouse plants. And I was really looking forward to enjoying a whole harvest of them. First in my garden, which has excellent soil, but also in the countryside park to the rear of my house. But have I seen the fruits of my labours? No, I have not. So how can you say that your product is quality seed? Where is your proof? Because I, for one, personally, myself, have not seen it. Now, I know you're going to say that greedy birds could have been to blame, or perhaps the scorching sun, or invasive thorns or weeds, but there's absolutely no evidence of that. Surely there'd be at least one little flower somewhere. Think of a world without any flowers, the song goes. Well, now I know what that is like where I live. I was hoping to see vast fields of flowers in the years to come, as they spread their seed naturally with the wind. But no, you've robbed me, shattered my dreams. So I'd like my money back, please. Customer satisfaction and all that. No, don't ask me if I've still got my receipt. Do you keep yours after so many years? And yes, of course, I always read the instructions. Do you think I'm stupid? At least I think I did. Let me see. Open the box and scatter the seed freely and generously onto prepared ground. Oops, I haven't opened the box. The seed is still in there. How embarrassing. How silly of me. I do apologise most profusely, so do enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye. Here's a song from a collection of videos I've been working on over the past 3 months, all available on YouTube, called Lockdown Legacy. Please feel free to look them up, use them and share them. There are no copyright restrictions, so they're very handy for Zoom services and for when churches open up again, but congregations aren't allowed to sing. This one's called Think of a World Without Any Flowers.
Think of a world without any flowers. Think of a world without any trees. Think of a sky without any sunshine. Think of the air without any breeze. We thank you, Lord, for flowers and trees and sunshine. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. Think of a world without any animals. Think of a field without any herd. Think of a street with no one living there. Think of a town without any houses, no one to love and nobody to care. We thank you, Lord, for families and friendships. We thank you, Lord, and praise your
verse of that song really stand out for me. Think of a world without any worship. Think of a God without his only son. Think of a cross without a resurrection. Only a cross and not a victory won. What a sad world that would be. But the song goes on to say, but we thank you, Lord, for showing us our Saviour. He is the good news. And we as Christians have been called to tell others about him as we journey through life, to sow seeds of faith in other people, just like the disciples did before us, and just like the farmer who sows seed in today's story. The seed is the word of God, full of potential as it takes root in the human heart. The soil represents the type of heart on which the seed falls. There's the stubborn heart, the shallow heart, the occupied and far too busy heart. The last one is the receptive heart, which reproduces seed 30, 60, even 100-fold because it's planted in fertile soil. Now, not every seed will survive its environment. Similarly, not every heart will be receptive to the word of God. But it's still up to us to be like the farmer and sow the seed regardless. If you study a painting of this parable anywhere, you see seeds somewhere else too. I realised just recently that the seed still in the bag. It hasn't been sown at all. What a tragedy, rather like the drama we just heard. Because there's a hungry world out there. So says this next song called I'm the Bread by Margaret Scott, sung here with United Folk.
I am the friend they never know. I am the bond.
Let's just analyse the seed for a second. We're told it represents the Word of God. How exactly do we interpret that as Christians? What is it we're essentially trying to pass on to others? Could that be joy? A genuine smile? Is it our love for others or our devotion to worship, the scriptures or prayer? Does it mean setting a good example or doing good and serving humanity? All of which are important features of believing, but is this really passing the word of God on to future generations? Will they do the trick? I really think we'd find that Christianity doesn't have a monopoly on being joyful, happy and good. Other faiths and people of no faith can own these too. No, the seed, the word of God, is something that sets Christianity miles apart from all other faiths, and it's this. And we can read it in John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. If we want to sow the seed, if we want to share the good news out there, it's got to be the seed, the whole seed, and nothing but the seed, just as it was handed down to us. Or, oops, is it still in the bag? Let's listen to St. Paul's Cathedral Choir singing one verse of Stainer's God So Loved the World. We don't feel equipped? What if we don't have the confidence to be a sower of seeds? Well, it's obviously important to know what it is we do believe, first of all. But we can always share our own faith stories. We can introduce people to what we found to be inspirational, a book, some music, a speaker. We can invite them to services of worship we know will challenge them. I came across Psalm 126 the other day, quite by accident, when I was looking up a different psalm. It seemed to me, though, that it's the answer to this very question. What if we don't have the confidence and the boldness? Because it says this, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them." This psalm speaks of the need for us to be renewed, for us to be refreshed first and brought to life. How can we offer life in all its fullness if we don't have it for ourselves? The psalm presents us with a vivid image of the Negev Desert, which is just to the south of Israel. And it's here that flash floods occur in gullies known as wadis. when seasonal rains come. 1 minute the gully is dry and dusty, the next minute rivers surge through them in torrents, bringing life and colour everywhere. So too God's Holy Spirit can flash flood our lives. It's a wonderful illustration. And this psalm also promises that if we go out sowing seeds weeping, that is, if we are really passionate about spreading the word, we will achieve success and come back singing songs full of joy. For God's word does not return to him empty, but will accomplish what he intends it to do. So says Isaiah 55 here, from this song from Kaleidoscope of Characters, my album. I hope you enjoy it.
See the rain and the snowfall coming down from heaven. See it journey to the ground below. Watering the earth, see it bud and flourish, yielding all the seed that the sower has to sow.
So what about the end result? As our parable points out, not everyone will respond. Some seed may fall by the wayside. Growth takes time, so we must be patient. We may not even be around to see results, but does it matter? We must keep on sowing the seed to avoid the prospect of a future of barren fields and famine. Or will it all end on our watch? When we come before the Lord of the harvest one day, what will we bring in our hands? I want to end with a lovely quote, some memorable words from the lips of a comedian who was famous in my day, Charlie Drake, who used to sing, "Son, if you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it." And in a similar way, if we want the word of God to grow healthy and strong, well, first we've got to sow it. Time is up for us, I'm afraid. It's goodbye from me and also from Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
Without his expertise, this programme wouldn't reach you. Every blessing for this coming week. May the Lord God protect you and keep you safe in his loving arms. Take care. Bye for now. Let's end with Rent Collective singing, "Build Your Kingdom Here."
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the
your church, we pray, revive this earth.